Okay. Let me get a mic check from Mike.
1, 2.
Okay, sounds good.
Dave, are you recording on your end as well?
Yeah, I'm good. Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear you again, Mike. You
1, 2.
need to bring up the bass in your voice a little bit.
1, 2.
That's much better.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, you're coming in a little asshole over here. You might want to adjust that.
Yeah, I'm bringing down the sarcasm and smartass levels right now.
You need to adjust something.
Southern discomfort.
I'm broadcasting live from the Man Whore Cave.
Scott, you want to fill Dave in on that?
Yeah, Dave, have you ever stayed in the guest room at Mike's house?
Yeah, on several occasions. Please do not ruin it for me.
Too late, sir. I found a secret message written on the ceiling over here, which actually, once you see it, is kind of hard to miss.
I can't believe I never saw that.
The word man whore is written on the ceiling and then lightly painted over with white paint. Yeah, it's like it's been branded into the ceiling because it sticks out. It's like a brand, you know? It's raised.
It's a little present the previous owners left for us.
Thank you. That was a crazy bitch relationship from the previous owners where some woman got mad in the middle of the night and just carved man whore into the ceiling?
I think there was sort of a teenage-ish daughter that lived in that room. Because actually, we still get their mail sometimes. And one day, we actually got a camera. This girl had gone to camp, like in North Carolina, and left her camera. And they still had our address, so they mailed the camera back to us. Girl was probably 15, 16-ish. A little overweight, and by a little, I mean a lot. She'll probably be a lesbian one day.
Wow.
But anyway.
Damn. You got the picture, huh?
Yeah, what was she doing in the picture? Was she making out with another girl?
Well, you know those girls.
Shopping for dildos?
She wasn't, like, doing anything, per se. She just kind of had that look.
Was she rolling her own tampons?
And the thing was, she was smoking them.
That's a tough bitch.
Totally. This bitch would kick your ass. Anyway, I've gotten a look at this poor girl, and she's probably had some men problems. I'll just leave it at that.
There's some other messages on the ceiling. I'll have to decipher those later, though. Hey, Dave, that robot you sent to the Gulf seems like it messed up, dude. Oil is spewing again. Robot then bumped the cap.
The robot bumped the cap?
Yeah, I told you to train that son of a bitch better.
Damn it, boy.
Man, I've actually lost track of the oil spill. I mean,
well, now
I don't, what's the latest?
BP basically has given up on it. We're just going to live with it for the rest of our lives. That's all there is to it.
I heard they bought some equipment from Kevin Costner.
They bought a ship that has these huge centrifuges on it that sucks up oil and spins it out and everything.
Now, is this leftover from the Waterworld production?
Well, you know,
how did Kevin Costner get a hold of this?
Hey, how did
that movie sucks? That movie sucks so hard. There's still some juice left over that can suck up some of the oil.
they actually needed these ships to clean up after production wraps
to get on the
bring in the centrifuges.
I didn't see these ships in the movie, but I'm sure they must have been there because I was thinking the same thing. I was like, at what point did Costner have these ships built, and it was only 60 days ago?
And like because, sitting around.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I've had discussions with people who are like, I can't believe they haven't done this, this, and this. I was like, look, up until 60 days ago, there wasn't a need for any of this crap.
Yeah, there wasn't a need for these centrifuge ships, though apparently Kevin Costner, the hell was he doing with these things? Yeah.
Well, it started out in a cornfield. He built a shipyard in a cornfield.
If you build it, they will spew.
And that's where it all started out. And for years, he didn't have anywhere to put them, so he just kept them up there in his cornfield. And then finally, there was a spill, and now they're on the job. Did y'all see where Kim Kardashian has a new boyfriend?
No.
Yes, she has.
Black guy or white guy?
It is an African American.
Does she?
She has dropped Reggie Bush officially, and now she. And I'm like, who is? And it's an NFL player.
She's no longer interested in Bush.
Yes, and I'm like. Who in the, what
Man, who's
kind of,
getting Reggie's sloppy seconds?
Exactly. Well, I'm happy to tell y'all it's a Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Miles Austin.
Oh, really?
The taste of Reggie's cock.
Oh, Lord. Ray J's cock as well.
Yeah. and you make gay jokes directed at me. As he describes Reggie Bush's dick.
Actually, yeah, you just use the terminology "taste of cock" in.
Yeah, you're the one throwing out the old TFC.
I was wishing Miles all the love he could
get. What are you doing? Boop, boop. Bag it up, back it up. Reggie's got the money.
Yeah, yeah, she's hot. I'd go out with her, but except for one reason. Anyone?
She wouldn't have you.
Is it a taste issue?
No, I'm married.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming. Wow, that was last on my list of reasons.
All right.
Right, so below her titties aren't big enough.
Whenever their asses are bigger than their titties, I've got a problem.
Speaking of celebrities, have y'all been following the Steven Seagal saga?
No.
The Lawman?
Scott, I know you have. He's got Steven Seagal Lawman, which, Dave, you've been watching that, or you know about that?
I heard about it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, he's down in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, outside of New Orleans. He's basically acting like he's the captain of this police squad, which he's not. But it's a pretty entertaining show. I mean, he goes in there, and like they bust some crack hoes, and then he's like, I know you guys. Y'all don't want to be smoking crack your whole life. Here's what you need to do. You need to go to rehab. You know, and he kind of has that dog bounty hunter, like, come to Jesus moment with these people.
Before he throws him in jail.
Yeah, it makes good television.
I did see one commercial, and he was in Hot Pursuit. He was in Hot Pursuit, and the deputy was driving, and he was riding shotgun. He's like, turn left, turn right, slow down. Now watch out for this car here. You got some. And the guy,
oh, yeah,
in all seriousness, says, you know, at 110 miles per hour, he goes, hey, if you just shut up, I probably won't wreck the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's totally, like, bossing these people around. And as far as I can tell, he's basically like a police observer. And he wears these, like, yellow shooting glasses the whole time.
Well, so that is his new saga? I don't know.
Well, the new saga is the sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He, like, took and kept her in a house for several days and repeatedly fondled and groped her.
Yeah. He's accused of trafficking women for sex, according to TMZ.
Yeah. All if right. you're going to traffic women, you might as well traffic them for sex. That's according to Seagal's. Like, that's in his book.
What is chapter one, the difference? Two.
And I'm, traffic. Everyone knows the light system.
Yeah, what I'm talking about is trafficking of women means you had to import them from somewhere. They were probably like Russian mail order women.
What I'm looking at right now is, first of all, it was his personal assistant. He was basically like sexually harassing her, but he wanted her to join his harem. Steven Seagal had a harem, which included two Russian women. So I think that's where the trafficking came in. They were probably like Russian brides. It's a little bit of both.
And this girl sounds like she's Vietnamese, because her name's Caden Nguyen.
I mean, okay, let's look at it this way. What if I put something on Craigslist where it said, wanted Russian woman to fly to America to be my very personal assistant?
You probably have to put that in Russian.
Okay, so I put that in Russian. Next thing I know, I have a couple girls reply to it, and they ask about the job. I'm like, here's a job. I'll fly you over. I'll put you up in the house, okay? You'll get plenty of food. And cock, all right?
You'll get a taste of cock, as it were.
Yes. And that's it. And you'll get a salary for it. But that's going to be your job. You will live in my house, be on
call. See, I think that's the illegal part. You cannot hire somebody to have sex with you legally. Now, I mean, we all know that that happens, you know, in relationships. I mean, you take a girl out for a steak dinner, you pay for it, and next thing you know, you just bought yourself some sex. But you can't. That can't be like they're like job, like Brewster's Millions. You can't just hire somebody for like $100,000.
Don't ever say that. Don't ever say those words.
You know, that's a gray area.
Hey, it's the oldest profession in the world, but
right.
It's technically
illegal.
I think
Seagal is ahead of his time here, and he's like, let's just cut out the middleman. Let's cut out the steak dinner bullshit. I'm going to pay you $60,000 a year. I'm going to fly you over here. You're on call for 1 year. And if you don't like it, then you can go get a job driving a taxi cab.
Well, I mean, supposedly what happened was he had these Russian women in his harem, and he had a job opening. One of them left somehow. I don't know if he accidentally shot her or she ran away, or maybe she took a taxi cab job. And that's why he was trying to get his personal assistant to fill that vacancy. And that's when the whole thing blew up in his face.
Because he kept her over there and wouldn't let her leave, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was where she got upset. And he kept giving her, like, prescription drugs.
Oh, man. I don't think we're ever going to see season two of Steven Seagal Lawman.
I guess I'll never see it at all then.
Well, it is Lawman. Yeah. It's not Lawful, man.
Yeah. But we could see, like, Steven Seagal Russian harem. That actually sounds more interesting.
Well, Scott, I know you got a new job. Nursing job.
Yes, I started I started an internship in the intensive care unit.
Oh, yeah, I see
so,
you.
Yep.
I don't see you in there.
My hand is no longer clean. Left hand.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you. Have you touched dick?
Yes, with the left hand only. Right hand is still mine.
Ooh, I don't know, man.
Now, this isn't another baby, huh?
Nope.
Because you know we're not counting babies.
Yeah, this is an older gentleman. And I say gentleman because he did buy me dinner before.
he was good to you, huh?
That's quite the gentleman right there.
He took care of me. Anything I wanted to drink. Got me some Jesus.
Truly, truly the oldest profession in the world.
I believe the instructions to insert the Foley catheter before I got started with it was grab his junk with your left hand and
take a shot of tequila.
Insert with the right.
Insert it with the right. Which one's your dominant hand? The right hand. So grab his junk with your left and go ahead for it.
Did you have to fluffing to make it, you know?
Oh, God, no, to make it easier to...
I just yanked up on it. I mean, I didn't yank up, but... I ended up just straightening it up. And
how would you describe the posture of your patient?
The posture of him at the time he was laying, he was in the supine position, or he was in the prone position, fully prone.
Fully prone.
I believe the word you're groping for is erect.
Slightly erect.
He was not erect at all. I had to kind of like dip in a little bit because it was down in there. It was like a mushroom.
Come on, man. Well, you know, I did ask.
I had to pull up the mushroom cap.
Now.
Oh, no.
Another downer moment. This is going to be the downer episode.
Well, Scott, I guess congratulations are in order because you're officially a nurse now.
Yes.
Once you touch cock, you can never go back.
Take the training wheels off.
Yeah. And it's funny how much experience, like how much confidence a little bit of experience will give you. Because before that, I was a little nervous about the whole thing.
Now, that's all you wanted to do is touch cock.
God. Oh, yeah, I wrap it up no time now.
Do you feel like this is something you should put on your resume? Like, likes, not afraid of the cock?
I wouldn't say like, but
like is a little strong.
Not
willing.
Not afraid of inserting things.
Well, I mean, this probably is not the grossest thing you'll do.
Oh, by far not.
There were other grosser things that I did too, but I'm not going to get into those here. However, it just, you know, it shows you that it's not really that big a deal. You know, I'm a hired gun, do what I got to do, get it in and get out.
That's true.
You know, and this was something to help the guy out. Like, had he not had this done, he could have, like, he wasn't in control of his bowels anymore or of that anymore. So he needed that put in so that his bladder wouldn't explode, you know.
Well, so the good news is he's okay now. He's going to live and he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Well, in theory, yeah, that would be true. In theory.
Wait, what? What happened?
In theory. Yeah, in theory. I just want to comment again on Dave with Boston trip. I don't know if you realize this, Mike, but he did not even have the baked beans while he was in Boston.
What?
No baked beans.
You went to Boston?
No,
Did you at least get a Boston butt cut? Wait, what is it? Butt roast.
No, I didn't get any of that either. I didn't eat any Boston Bulldog or Boston Terrier.
Did you get any pubs while you were there?
Yes, I had several pubs. Got some Boston cream pie.
No problem with that.
Got a little Boston trombone.
Yeah. Got some chowder, got some lobster roll, which that was nice. But I was like, you know what? Next time y'all serve me a pound lobster, just bring me a side of drawn butter and we'll call it even.
Yeah.
There's no way. No need to chop all this shit up and waste it. Well, one of the things I noticed when I was in Boston, because I haven't been to the big city lately, was how you got really, you know, apply your street smarts when you're in the big city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean?
You know, like, you never know where you're going. Don't go down dark alleys. Keep your head on a swivel.
Were you tempted to join a game of three-card Monty at any point?
No, I did not partake in any three-card Monty or purchase any watches from the inside of a man's coat.
Find the queen.
And doesn't it seem like you could always get there a little faster cutting through that dark alley?
Oh, yeah, you could if you
don't
get
do
out
it.
The other end.
Don't be tempted.
Never do it. But the thing I noticed now, is you see a group of you got to make a choice. What group of people do you want to walk by?
Okay.
Do you want the young gangster punks on one corner, or do you want to walk by the crazy homeless dude on the other corner?
Man, those are your only two choices?
Well, you got to cross the street and you got to go that way. So my choice is to go by the young punks, go by the crazy dude who's talking to himself.
Because those are the only people hanging out actually on the street. Everyone else is actually going somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everyone else is, let's imagine it's 10 o'clock at night.
Okay,
so there's really no one on the street except for the people that are hanging out on the street.
Well, and you and your wife, apparently.
Oh, no, just me. Just
well, now, hold on. In Boston, doesn't it get darker a little later than it does over here since it's so far north?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So it's 10 o'clock at night.
Okay, it's 10:10. What the fuck?
All right, it's dark. Whatever time it gets dark, all right.
How about midnight?
It's
how
dark
about
o'clock, man. Okay, so saying. I think I would pick the homeless dude because I could take him.
Take him?
Yeah.
Even if he looked really big and smelly.
Where are you planning on taking this guy?
Yeah, we're going to take him out to dinner.
No, well,
the the homeless guy really has his head on a swivel, though.
Yeah. What about you, Scott? Which way you go with that?
I'm probably going to pass by the young punks.
What if I told you there was, in the young punk gang, there were 3 African-Americans and 1 small white guy?
Well, I mean, are they organized?
I really don't have a whole lot of information here.
Well, they're not wearing uniforms, but they're just hanging out, smoking cigarettes.
I'll probably go by the kids just because I can kind of read younger people a little bit better than homeless.
Even if they have the crazy white guy? How many times do you see 3 black guys with 1 white guy as a gang, group, juveniles?
Well, in this story, it's happening quite often.
But, pretty much every basketball starting lineup.
No, they didn't have any uniforms or Nikes or high tops.
Was the white guy 7 feet tall and from Serbia?
No, he was a short, wiry some bitch.
Well, were they showing any sort of colors, though?
They were just talking, I guess.
Maybe you should just tell us what happened.
Which one would you pick, Dave?
Which one did you pick, Dave? This is not.
This is not going where he thought it was.
No, this is pretty good. I mean, which one would you pick and why? That's what I'm saying. I would look for some sort of gang. If I saw a gang affiliation, I'm probably not going to mess with them. Plus, if they're on the street, they've probably been there for a little while. Just hanging out, so they might just be chilling on the street, because if they were looking to mess with somebody, they probably would have messed with someone before you actually got there, and then the police would have gotten called on you. So I feel
I'm going with the homeless person every time.
Because if I don't look like a mark, I don't feel like they're going to mess with me. Wait, do I have my family with me? Do I have my wife and kids with me and stuff?
No, it's just you by yourself. I go with the homeless person simply because I know I can outrun a homeless person.
Oh, yeah, well, that's similar to what I said. Yeah. Okay,
but,
well,
a gang,
2-1.
A gang of 4.
I can outrun 1 person, but maybe not 4 of them. I don't know.
Right. Especially people that are younger than me and have switchblades.
Oh, now they have
switchblades. It sounds like you walked into the set of West Side Story or something. What is this, the Jets? You were?
Oh, is this the Beat It video? Did you recently see that while you were in Boston? Just beat it.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
Dave was cutting through a stereotype. A stereotype part of town.
Was it Thriller? All right, Thriller Night?
All right, let's move on, people. This isn't
even Vincent Price doing a voiceover? Wait, I got 3 more.
You just
more.
Said it was midnight.
Woo! Thriller.
Thriller in Boston. Was the homeless guy a zombie? I think it's a valid question.
I'm not answering any of these stupid questions.
That's why he didn't have the baked beans. He had the baked brains.
You guys want to do some viewer mail?
I think at this point.
Crack open the old mail sack.
That might be the only thing that can get us out of this rut.
Let's bust the mail sack. Wow. Instead of all busting Dave's sack.
Let's just say the mail sack is bulging because it's been a while since we've dug into it. We've been collecting all this mail for all this time. So we've got a lot we can go through if y'all want.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull out the first one here. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
This one comes from this is from Thomas in Topeka, and it says, "Guys, I was planning to bring my family to Florida in July, but after the oil spill, we decided to cancel our reservations. Any new staycation ideas for a family of six?
In Topeka?
Well, they're from Topeka. I'm sure they'd go on vacation anywhere.
So they're going to stay in Topeka?
I know. This is Southern Discomfort.
I don't know. I think this is up to us.
Here in Topeka where the rain keeps falling?
I don't know. Should we move on to the next question?
No. Topeka. All right. So in Kansas.
This sounds difficult.
Well, I mean, they have like little planting things you can do over there. I mean, maybe get some cow tipping in Kansas. Isn't that where Smallville is? Can you go visit Clark Kent?
Tornado drills?
I don't know anything. I just realized I know nothing about Topeka.
Topeka?
Yeah.
That is in Kansas, huh?
Not anymore.
Topeka, Louisiana?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Why would you ever want to leave Topeka?
Yeah. Why would you want to go to Florida with your family of six? What are you, crazy?
Well, a lot of the beaches down here, like even on the Gulf Coast, if he just is still looking for a vacation, you know, and wants to hit a beach, like couldn't he hit one of the beaches in Alabama?
Topeka?
No, I think that's worse. It's closer to the oil.
Is everyone looking at this the wrong way? You can still go to the beach. You just can't get in the water.
Or on the sand.
Or right on the sandy sand. Yeah. Like the sand is by the water. I'm sure you can just sit up there on the sand that's not close to the water. And
the thing
you know,
is, you can still drink a margarita.
Yeah. You're going to get a hell of a rate on your condo because not a soul is there. I'm telling you, this would be the time to go to Florida. The last time I went to Florida, there was an algae bloom in the water. And I swear we were there for a week. We were in the ocean a total of 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And
we still probably had a good time, right?
Yeah, I had a great time. Could have stayed in Topeka.
Topeka. So Tim's his name. First thing you do, Tim, you turn
Tommy.
Off your phone.
I believe his name is Tommy.
Tommy. All right, Tommy. First thing you do, you turn off your phone. All right. Then you turn off your wife's phone too.
Check.
All right. Then you go hit the La Quinta.
Check. Okay.
And you go crazy. You use only
Bring
their
vodka.
Stuff. Yeah, only their stuff, and you pretend that you're in Florida. So you can go out by the pool, burn yourself to hell. All right. And then even if you want like a little bit of the taste of Florida, you can go out to underneath your car, which may or may not have an oil leak, and just kind of throw some of that around the pool. It'll feel just like you're in Florida.
Yeah, you that fresh that. Oil would, smell.
Or even just hang out at the gas station for a few hours and just smell the fumes coming off the pumps.
Maybe just hang out in your car in the La Quinta parking lot.
There you go.
Also from the mail sack.
Punch that sack again and see what comes out.
This is from Manny and Monroe. He said, and this is addressed to Dave, actually. He's got Dave. He says, I've got Spain. Man. He says, I've got Spain in my World Cup Fantasy League final, and I'm not feeling great about it. If they get booted early, any soccer viewing tips to get me through the tourney? I guess he means tournament.
Yes. Yes.
So, the World Cup's going on. Dave, you got some viewing tips for Manny and Monroe?
Yes, I have been a friend of watching World Cup for several World Cups now. And if you realize this right now, the game has totally changed.
Okay.
There is a 50% probability this game is going to end 0-0. Okay. I lucked out in the second game, and I happened to know the score was 0-0. So I picked it up live and, you know, watched the majority of the rest of it. But the only reason I watched is I just happened to be home at that time. I don't understand how the U.S. and England played at 2 o'clock, wasn't it, on Saturday?
I know we're not the only country watching it. In fact, we're probably, I don't know, I feel like the USA is getting into it this year, but maybe our ratings are shit compared to some other countries. So maybe they're trying to put some of those in prime time.
I don't think they're considering the ratings at all because they were playing the England-Slovenia game at the same time as the USA. I mean, if you want to maximize your ratings, like you put them on at two different times. I mean, there's not that many games
going
on.
One after the other. I think it's actually been pretty exciting. It's been pretty exciting. I just wish I could watch more of it. There have been three exciting games. I thought Manny's question was interesting. Did you catch that he said he had Spain in his World Cup fantasy league?
Yeah.
So somewhere there's people playing fantasy World Cup.
Oh,
soccer.
Yeah. I actually have a fantasy World Cup team, and I drafted all my players randomly, and it looks like the list of characters from Star Wars.
You got Chewbacca on there at strong.
It's like
forward.
All these. I can't even pronounce these names. It's like Astara, Kuglaga, the Czech Republic,
Lando Calrissian.
I don't think the guys that are on our team are even from America. Besides Donovan,
yeah, they are. They're all Americans.
The thing is, in our country, a lot of people play soccer up until a certain age. Like, until they hit maybe high school, but then once you get to college, like Yeah. Well, most people just kind of drop soccer once they get, you don't see hardly any in college except for like, you know, whoever, because we're not getting into college soccer. If we had a college soccer system, then we would have a better major league soccer system.
Why do we not have a, I mean, the university I went to didn't even have a college team. They had a club team.
Did y'all even have a football team?
I'm sorry. We weren't playing Division II ball. That's probably why you didn't hear of us.
I had to get that dig in.
If the people only knew how bad USL was.
That's cool.
I know.
That's
y'all cool. Actually no kicked longer, our butts.
USL so, no longer exists.
They stumped us into oblivion.
Yeah, we beat y'all's ass so hard you had to change your school name.
We didn't want all those records on us.
All right. Well, all those winless seasons. That's a different college.
That wasn't us.
The other thing I noticed about the U.S. crowds, like, where do y'all get that all that gaudy USA gear? It's like, you know, they got flags.
But just at the FIFA pro shop.
they got sunglasses with slits in it that are painted like American flags.
It's the same companies that make like the 2009, 2008 glasses that they wear at Times Square for New Year's.
Yes.
With like the two O's or for the eyes. It's those same geniuses.
The geniuses, they make all their money in that one time per year. Or two times, because then they have the Olympic. They make the Olympic glasses too.
It's a specialty. It's a niche industry.
Yeah, you walk out of the house any other time with that, you're getting your ass kicked.
Kicked in the dirt.
I'm saying.
Gonna tell you what. I don't take kindly to people wearing the flag like it's a blanket.
I was about to say that. That's the other thing. They wear it like it's a shawl or something. Which
yeah.
you will get your ass kicked for that too. Just walking down the street doing that.
The only time I'd ever burn a flag if I saw some hippie wrapped up in it.
A hippie. What is this? 1962.
You damn hippies and your soccer.
Damn hippies.
You and your sockers and your sunglasses with slits in them.
I think I just found something in a mail sack over here. Hold on. Dear guys at Southern Discomfort, a friend of mine and I have been having a long-standing argument about whose penis is larger. We've tried having our girlfriends confirm to the other the exact size, but neither one of us wants to buy it. I don't want to see his penis, and he doesn't want to see mine. I don't want to see my girlfriend looking at his penis, and he doesn't want his looking at mine. So we need to find a girl to look at both of our penises individually and then to both of our faces say which one is bigger. Where can we find someone who will do this for us for a low price of maybe
$50?
Signed Victor in Vancouver.
Huh. Well, in this recession, you could probably find that girl anywhere.
I would say...
have you tried Denny's?
Scott's recent experience. And the fact that he's only internship at this point. Only doing an internship at this point.
He's already got the gloves.
Yeah, and college educated, so he can read a ruler.
I mean, here's the thing, y'all. Like, as far as, like, penis measuring is going to go, like, you got a lot of factors to involve. Like, you would have to make sure that there hasn't been some sort of enhancements done before they get started with the measurement, right? So you'd have to,
enhancements?
Like,
are you talking about fluffing?
Fluffing, yes. You know, so you'd have to agree. Well, is this going to be on the hard or on the cuff type of situation? Or is it going to be like, well, just jumped out of a freezing cold pool situation?
Sounds like you're the man for the job.
Yeah, I mean, the best part about having a male nurse measure is that both of those penises are going to be pretty flaccid. There's not going to be any arousal interfering with the measurement.
I don't know. It sounds like Scott wants a best 2 out of 3 category.
No, but that's the thing. I don't think that these guys are interested in, I don't know, like, they seem really caught up on dick size. So wouldn't you just kind of assume that both of them are small?
No, not necessarily. Maybe they both think they have a winner on their hands.
Yeah,
you know?
But then why not just show it to whoever it is? Like, why be so
uncomfortable?
They
don't
want to
see each other.
Why not?
They don't want to see each other's dicks.
If you care that much to pay someone $50 for it, Victor, I mean, I don't know, man.
Maybe these guys are well off. Maybe $50 is no big deal for them.
$50 to have someone look at your junk?
Technically, yeah, $25 each. Plus, sounds like the girlfriends want to know, too.
I'm going to have to get fluffed for $25.
Wouldn't it be better to measure them erect anyway?
Better for who? Okay. Oh, wait, here's another good one. Dear guys at Southern Discomfort, recently I went through a painful breakup. Any comments on that, guys? Okay. Now I'm looking for a good-looking girl from the age of 18 to 25 to take a few pictures with me.
Are you reading the classified section of your local newspaper?
This is a mail sack right here, I'm telling you. Okay. I want to pay her $80 to take a totally clothed picture, and I'll be done in 5 minutes for $80. Do you know of anybody that would be willing to do it? And do you see any problem with me hiring someone to do this for me? Signed, Tim in Cleveland.
The problem I see is I think we're going to get in trouble for trafficking. I don't want to be in there with Steven Seagal. Both of these last two mail sack, and guys, we appreciate it. Loyal listeners, I'm sure. But, I mean, we can't be finding girls for y'all. Y'all need to do this on your own.
Dave, any feedback, please?
Dave, wake up.
No, I'm just confused.
Did you send that letter?
Why is he asking our advice?
About whether or not it's right. Like, we help out people with situations like
He's
this.
He's got nowhere else to go.
This is an etiquette question.
Okay, I'm all for it.
This is the one you have a problem with? You don't have a problem with the guy who's asking us if we know anybody that'll measure their penises for him?
Don't we have classes in our man school for some of this shit? Can we just send them off to that? Send them off for the summer and they'll come up with all the answers.
But is that a class on how to measure your penis or how to lie about it?
Just about women, picking up women in general. Both these guys want to meet some women. For the penis measuring, okay, go to a bar, find a girl that's a little outgoing, buy her a beer, and then $50. Come on. Boom, boom, done.
What's the big deal about having someone taking a picture with your clothes on?
Yeah, $80 sounds a little high to me. Yeah, but I guess the creepy part is that your picture's going to be floating. The girl's picture will be floating around, and she'll be misrepresented as this guy's girlfriend. But, yeah, so what?
If I was him, I would probably just go ahead and look on the internet and find some, like, Facebook
person. Print something out,
person.
Man. Yeah, totally.
We'll find like someone on Facebook, friend of a friend that lives in Canada or something. I mean, the old Canadian girlfriend ruse has worked ever since what? Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
I've heard there's the Niagara Falls area. Niagara Falls area.
All right. Well, anyway, this mail sack is empty now.
Yes, it's no longer bulging. Well, guys, continue to send your mail to Southern Discomfort, and we will read some of it on the air, but maybe not as much next time. Send us some better questions, guys and girls.
Did I tell you about my series of Southern Discomfort inspirational posters?
No.
Well, you know those inspirational posters.
Are you going to?
Some people put
yeah.
that, like, you know, have a picture of a mountain that says you can achieve anything, or have an ocean that says, you know, go for the goal, or have a picture of a unicorn that says, you know, even your biggest dreams aren't fantasies. On another one, you know, that has a picture of the Dalai Lama and it says, like, you know, inspiration is 90% perspiration. You know those posters?
Sure.
And then
sure,
one that says,
yeah.
Hello, Dolly.
I've got a Southern Discomfort inspirational poster, which I'm going to frame next week and hang on the wall. And I'm going to send you all some too. And it has a picture of a laptop and a microphone. And it just says, be more funny.
It should just be funny, exclamation mark. Be funny.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to have something you can plug in your USB port that will send out shocks. So if Mike's not being funny, you can just like send him a zinger.
Well, this show could certainly use more zingers.
Dave, you didn't hurt your back throwing that anchor out just now, did you?
Oh.
Hey, guys, sure, okay. I'm gonna very slowly tell you that you suck.
Let me.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
This has been Southern Discomfort, starring Mike, Scott, and Dave. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut a hole in the bottom of this car right here. I'm going to shove my feet through the bottom. I'm going to stop this train.
It's going entirely too fast. Be funny now.
Be funny.
Well, that reminds me of a new segment. Who's fucking me now?
That is a good one. Who's fucking you now, Mike?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Unfortunately.
I'll tell you who's fucking Mike now. Someone snuck into his house and carved the word man whore into his guest bedroom.
Some man whore.
Actually, I think that was like Johnny Man Whore came over and spent the night. I told you not to let that guy sleep over.